The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right. We are going in search of trouble because that's actually what they do at New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale most attractive to most dangerous. And are they actually searching for trouble? Yes, they are. The idea here is that David Trainer and his crew dig in at the grassroots level. They start at the footnotes and they work their way up, trying to get a true picture of a company's economic conditions. Now, if it's in a situation where the numbers make it look perhaps ugly, but the footnotes say, hey, it's actually more attractive, well, that's going to wind up being an attractive stock. But if the top line numbers make something look good, and the grassroots level is telling you there's a lot of stuff in there, that's when you wind up with something that is misleading and therefore dangerous. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com, where they blog about their danger zone picks, but where you can also find their most attractive and most dangerous lists and more. And don't forget to follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Bottom line technologies.
Danger, danger.
Bottom line technologies, otherwise known as ePay. And ePay is their ticker symbol, E-P-A-Y, not to be confused with the auction company, although the ticker symbol makes it easy to do. ePay, what's the problem here?
It's a smokescreen. They want you to think they're a successful business, and, you know the ticker resemblance notwithstanding, right? This is a good one, Chuck. This one's fun. Revenues rising, profits falling, an executive team that gets paid entirely on metrics that overlook its acquisition strategy, and this is a big acquisition strategy. 19 acquisitions in the last 5 years for over $360 million on a $1 billion market cap, right? And all of them have appeared to be accretive to earnings per share. All can be hailed as accretive by Wall Street, by management. What does it do to cash flow? Crushes it. What has it done to returns on invested capital? Crushed them. What is management getting paid for?
Doing the deals.
Non-GAAP EBITDA. Doing deals. Revenue. Non-GAAP EBITDA. So, shareholder value is being destroyed, and management's making a lot of money. This is one where you get out before the cows come home.
This is also a case, though, where I'd imagine that everything really does show up in the footnotes. When somebody wants to know, like if you have a company that never does acquisitions, that just kind of goes along and, hey, we're in our business and we're doing what we do, unless they get goofy, you don't really find much in the footnotes of an ordinary report. I would imagine with the number of acquisitions you were just talking about, that these guys have more footnotes than they have anything else in their reports.
Yeah, the acquisitions reveal there's a lot of stuff in footnotes. Typically, really heavy acquirers, and where there's a lot of goodwill, there's a lot of write-downs that they use to try and clean the balance sheet up to make it look smaller. So basically, with the write-down, Chuck, you can go out and pay $500 million for another company, and you say, oh, by the way, we think that we overpaid. We're going to write down some assets. And so they write down $200 million of the $500 million and only $300 remains on the balance sheet. So you never know they blew that money. It's like they take an eraser to shareholder equity. And those tend to be a big, big part of what we find in the footnotes, and we make adjustments for all those because we think, look, in order to make an apples-to-apples comparison between two companies, knowing what one company has put into its business before write-downs, is more comparable, especially for the company, as you mentioned before, who has not done any acquisitions, right? So it's not fair to just write off assets and allow that to be part of the comparison. So, we fixed that. And there's a lot of stuff on the non-GAAP stuff that you find in the MD&A. Typically, it's not even in the footnotes. You got to go one step further, MD&A, to kind of disintermediate or disentangle this non-GAAP metric stuff. I mean, it's a joke. I mean, to remove acquisition and integration-related expenses from the metric for which management gets paid when you've done 19 acquisitions at $360 million or, you know, 36% of your market cap over the last 5 years, who in their right mind wants to make a straight-faced argument that that's fair to investors?
I don't think anybody would. So ultimately, what's a fair value on this stock?
Did I mention how much competition they have? Oracle, Wells Fargo, Pfizer, Infosys, American Express, all these folks are effectively competitors with these guys. So, let's talk about valuation. So to justify the current price of $25 a share, they have to get to profit margins of 5%, which is the highest the company's ever achieved in its history, and grow revenue also by 13% compounded annually for almost 15 years, at which point they're generating $2 billion in revenue, which is greater than the combined revenue of multiple competitors.
And if they can't do that, how much do we expect them to get shaved off of their $25 and change share price?
So let's say we give them, you know, because look, all the bet on all these cloud companies, right? You know, the people who hear this and say, oh, Trainer doesn't know what he's talking about, they'll say, don't worry about that spend lack of profitability. At some point, they're going to reach scale and they're going to get profitable, which is not an easy assumption, I think. I mean, I don't think everyone would just believe that. But nevertheless, let's say they do. Let's say they get back to this 5% profit margin, after-tax profit margin. And then they grow revenue at a more realistic, let's just say, 9% for a decade. All right? Then it's worth only $11 a share or 56% downside.
Yeah.
And that's assuming the revenue growth, Chuck, with zero capital investment. Right? So when we do these scenarios, in order to make sure they're like super optimistic, we just say, you know what? Assume they don't need anything on the balance sheet to do this.
That's an enormous haircut, and it's an enormous problem. It's ePay. That's Bottom Line Technologies. That's the name of the company's Bottom Line Technologies. The ticker symbol ePay. And yeah, that may tell you as much as you need to know. It's sort of that slick little idea. As part of a whole bunch of slick little ideas, says David Trainer. David, thanks as always for joining us on the show.
My pleasure, Chuck. Thank you.
If you want to learn more about this week's Danger Zone pick or about anything that they do at New Constructs, you're going to go to newconstructs.com. And to make sure you don't miss anything that the company's doing, you might want to follow them on Twitter. They're at New Constructs. All right, we're heading for home on the Martin Luther King Day edition of Money Life. Up next, our second big interview with Brent Schutte from Northwestern Mutual Wealth Management. We'll be right back.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.